Can you introduce yourself?
Oh, okay. My name is Greg Linko.
Where were you born and raised?
I was born in 1934, February 17. The place, we call it San Mateo, the province of Rizal. It's not too far from the capital city of Manila. Could be around 20 to 25 miles from the capital city.
What was it like growing up in the Philippines?
What was? Oh, our family, I don't belong to a rich family. My father was a school teacher. My mother is just a simple household wife. We are seven children. Three boys and four girls. Quite a few, huh? Family like that in the Philippines is common, but during the time, I am the second to the youngest. When you ask me how was our life in the Philippines during that time, it's just a simple living. Not too much conveniences like what we are experiencing here in the U.S. Just simple living.
What was your daily life like?
I would say from childhood up to the time we finished schooling, it was a tough one for us because, as what I said, we don't belong to the rich family. In other words, financially, it was a problem for my parents during that time. But we were able to manage. They were able to produce one doctor, one midwife, and two engineers, and I'm one of those. I graduated as a chemical engineer, as well as my eldest brother also was a chemical engineer. In a way, during the time that we are in school, we are experiencing some kind of difficulties. It was only us boys. I do not know for what reason why my father chose that we are the only ones that given a chance to go to college. My three sisters, they just finished elementary and decided to go to work and help our parents as well as our schooling. It was a big help for my parents what my sisters did to us. It was only our youngest sister who was able to finish college. She was a midwife. When I say she already passed away. Not too long ago.
How was your schooling there?
Well, my schooling is perhaps it's entirely different from what you guys are experiencing here. We have to do the best we can to finish our schooling, although, as what I said again, financially, we are not that good. We are not that rich. We don't have cars, but we have our own house. And unlike you guys here, when you reach college, most of you are already driving. There during the time, we don't even think of driving because of economic reasons.